Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Chavzayin, Simitez Zayin. So the Chayyadim deals with a specific case, but it's a general question, and we'll see how this plays into a general question. So here's the scenario that the Chayyadim deals with. Rosh Chodesh is one day, or Rosh Chodesh is 2 days. It's the second day of Rosh Chodesh, and by the mincha of the last Rosh Chodesh, last mincha of that Rosh Chodesh, he forgets Yalav Yavoi. So we say if a person forgets Yalav Yavoi, so he's mechuyev to go back and daven. He didn't go back and daven. He didn't realize till the night time. So the question is, does he daven Marav twice? So do we say that the lack of Yalav Yavoi gives it a halachic status as if he did not daven? So if he didn't daven, he's mechuyev now to daven two Maravs. Or is the lack of Yalav Yavoi is Mechayev that he needs to be masked Yalav Yavoi? Well, he's not going to gain Yalav Yavoi by davening Marav, because in Marav there's no Yalav Yavoi. So he davens a second Marav, he can't say Yalav Yavoi in that. We don't add in the Tashlumah different than we do the Ikra Tefillah. So he has no way to regain the lost Yalav Yavoi. So how do we look at the lack of Yalav Yavoi is really the question. If you can ask, because you spell Arvis the Tashlumen, Lo yarviach klum, when he davens marav, a second marav for tashlumen, he's not going to gain anything. Shrei kvar over Rosh Chodesh, v'ner masker, Rosh Chodesh is no longer there, and he's not going to be mentioning Yalav Yavoi. Evechein, what about the following scenario? He gives a second scenario, which is the same shaila. Im toba mincha shos Shabbos, v'hispalo yudches. The person, by mistake, by mincha of Shabbos, davened a weekday Shmon Esrei. So he davened Shmon Esrei. He davened the Tefillah Shmon Esrei, but he didn't mention Shabbos. Well, his Kishal Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the locha is he has to go back and daven Mincha again because he did not mention Shabbos. But he didn't realize till after Shabbos is over. So he's going to daven Marav twice. He's going to daven 2 weekday Shmon Esreis. So he's not going to mention Shabbos either. Elamai, he has to replace the Tefillah which is missing. He davened Mincha. He davened Mincha of Yud Ches. I want to add that really the halacha is that even though we daven Shmon Esrei on Shabbos only 7 brachas, the first 3 and the last 3 plus a middle bracha about Shabbos, Mikir Adin, Tefillas Yud Ches applies to Shabbos. And we see that in the following scenario. If a person started one of the brachas of the weekday Shmon Esrei with intention to say it, and he realized, oh, it's Shabbos, I'm not supposed to say that. But he started off planning to say that bracha. The halacha is he finishes it. Once he started, he finished it, because really, Mikra din Tefillas Yud Ches, the Tefillah of Shmon Esrei of the weekday, can apply to Shabbos. Just Chazal, because of the Shabbos, it's his man of Oinig and Menucha, they weren't matriach to daven all of the Yud Ches brachas. Chazal could have set up Shmon Esrei. We daven like a Rosh Chodesh. You say a weekday Shmon Esrei, a full Shmon Esrei, and your masker Rosh Chodesh in Ritzei. So they could have done the same thing with Shabbos as well. But because of the Oinig and the Menucha of Shabbos, they weren't Matriachas. But it's not the concept of Tefillas Yud Ches doesn't apply to Shabbos. So he davened Mincha. That's a valid Mincha. He's missing Shabbos. Or do we say that anytime you have a Chiyuv to be masker the ma'ara, the occasion, and you don't do it, it's like you didn't daven. So now, he doesn't know what to do. See, if it's like he didn't daven, he needs to daven 2 maros. If it's like he didn't say Yalav Yavoi, it's like you didn't daven, so he needs to daven 2 maros. If it's like you daven, but you're missing the haskara, you gain nothing by davening the teshlumen. So this is a machlokes rishonim. Tosis in Brachos and Daf Chavav brings a machlokes that he brings the Rebbeinu Yehuda, says that you do not go back because you're gaining nothing. He brings, however, that the Afasi, the Rif, holds that you do go back, which means the Rif understood that the lack of mentioning the Haskara undermines your whole tefillah. So he didn't daven Mincha, not in the situation of Shabbos where he davened the weekday Shmon Esrei, not in the situation of Rosh Chodesh where he forgot Yalav Yavoi. So he didn't daven Mincha, so he has to daven 2 maros. If, however, the Rebbeinu Yehuda understood that he davened Mincha, so elamai what? There's a locha that you have to be masker. So if he realizes, well, it's still Shabbos or still Rosh Chodesh, You say Daven Mincha again and mention the Haskara. You cannot mention the Haskara other than through Shmon Esrei. And you have a chiyuv to mention this Haskara, this Me'ena Ma'ara, this scenario, Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. So you daven a second Shmon Esrei. But now the Shabbos is over, you gain nothing by davening a Tashlumen. So what should you do in that situation? So we have Machlokes Rishonim. The Torah brings down both opinions, and therefore the Rabbeinu Yonah says the solution is the following. This is what the Chayyarim quotes. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. Shom Shayokol, the Hispala Ben Adava. So what he does, he davens Ben Adava. Okay, so it's not really a full Nadava because according to one side, you're Mechuyev to do it. So you make a Tanai, and we'll talk about more details, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Have a good day.